As you passed the splendid railings that surround this building, you may have read the words printed in gold letters on the lintel of the access gate, which say National Library and Museums. This spacious, centrally located building was originally designed as a complex that would house a number of institutions. As well as the National Library and Museum of Archaeology, it was also home to the Museum of Modern Art, the forerunner of today's Reina Sofia National Museum of Art. At one point, it was also home to the National Historical Archive, which nowadays is located on Calle Serrano in Madrid. The National Library did not open its doors until 4 years after the building itself was officially opened. The opening ceremony took place in 1892, and even then the building was not fully completed. This was because the opening was scheduled to coincide with an exhibition commemorating the fourth centenary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Nonetheless, right from the start, this building was greatly admired by contemporaries for its monumental neoclassical appearance, as well as the modernity of its iron structure and the latest amenities with which it was equipped. The National Library was one of the first public buildings to have heating and electricity. Just imagine the tremendous impression it made in a city where both knowledge and electric lighting were synonymous with progress, and were a long way from being available to all. In 1985, a little over a century after it first opened its doors, the library underwent a major renovation. It was expanded by 15,000 square meters, and its facilities modernized. 5 years later, work began on the library's second site in Alcalá de Henares, which boasts a tremendous amount of storage space and is equipped with the very latest technologies, as we will explain during the general tour.